Wedding on the Seine, The French Collection, Part 1, Number 2, 1991. Number 1. You could say, I ran comme de un raté, like a bat out of hell. There was only one thing I could think about. Get out of this church and get some air. Never mind what this crowd thinks about it. Run, girl, run to the river fast as you can and get rid of these damn flowers and this wedding veil and train. What is this, a funeral? Number 2. I've only been in Paris 6 months. I came to be an artiste, not a wife. I don't even know the language. Pierre is American born with French parents, so he speaks anglais et le français parfaitamente. Although he loves everything American, le plus noir is possible. But what about his family and friends? Number 3. There is something in the way they look at me, as if to say, how did you get so far away from home, l'enfant? Will you become civilized, or will you remain just a beautiful savage dressed in a Paris frock? The French believe that they are the unique civilization. But what about the Bastille, the Nazi collaboration, the Haitian and the Algerian revolutions? Number 4. They will kill with a glass of wine raised for a toast. Vive la France. And if you will, be just as dead as if you had your throat cut in some back alley in Harlem over 25 cents and a bottle of beer. Is it because I'm a little black girl from Harlem that I don't believe their charade? Number 5. Why did I marry this Frenchman? I hardly knew him. He's more than twice my age and white. We have very little in common. Il sera le bon mari. Il est très riche, général. They all said, you will be very happy with him, my dear. His family has been in Paris for 3 generations. He's practically French. Number 6. The wedding procession was hot on my heels. Pierre was holding up the rear, puffing and blowing. Ne arrêtez pas de le reviendra. Acomende Montenay. Let her go. She'll come back. She's mine. I ran even faster. Pierre will make you a great husband, someone yelled at me. Or will make me over his shadow. Number 7. Could I be an artiste and a wife? Take a studio in Paris or in our chateau in the south, Pierre said. But I don't even know if I can paint. Now, I may never find out. I ran even faster down the narrow streets to the Île de la Cite, past the Notre Dame Cathedral, and on to the Pointe Neuve, overlooking the Seine. Number 8. I could have run forever. The wedding procession was gaining on me. I had to make a statement, something more than I obey and I do, because I don't and I won't. I hurried my bouquet into the river and it landed on the Bateau Moshe, and the crowd of tourists looked up and applauded me with Vive la France! Number 9. I made my statement. Would it be the last I'd make? Oh God, don't let me sink like those flowers. I want to live a life of making art, not babies and dinner and beds. I look back at the wedding procession. They stood frozen, waiting for my next move. Pierre was in the front row, an aging man, resolu. Number 10. What does Pierre know about me and the way I was raised in our little tiny apartment in Harlem? Does he understand what my mother and father sacrificed to give me the little they gave me? Does he know that as meager as our life was, it was beautiful, and that we loved each other as we were rich? Number 11. What do I know about Pierre's family and his life in the Fifth Avenue townhouse he was born in New York City? Who was the pretty black girl who changed his diapers and took care of him? Did she look like me? When he is holding me and telling me how much he loves me, is it memories of her that makes his voice tremble as it does? Number 12. Will our children be French or French-speaking coloreds? And why have I waited till it's too late to ask these questions? It is because the answers are not as important as amor. For whatever reason, I know he loves me, but that's no reason to run away. Number 13. Later, I learned that Pierre had a serious heart condition with only a few years to live. No wonder I never had to put up with a mistress. He had assez de l'amour soutenu pour moi. We were together. Death do we part. Not much time for art or anything else but being with Pierre and two babies. One a year. And then. Sorry. Number 14. I was again on the scene without flowers, applause, or a wedding procession in hot pursuit. I was remembering our wedding day. They were right all the time. Pierre was un bon mari. But would he leave me alone? Could I do my art? Within just 3 years, Pierre died, leaving me alone with my art and my two babies.